This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. In Croatia, patriotism and national pride are tangled in a history as checkered as the shield on the nation's flag. For years, the country has tried to come to terms with its World War II-era fascist government, the Ustashes, a puppet state of the Nazis. In the more recent past, Croatia's crimes against humanity during the Balkan Wars serve as painful reminders of the ease with which deep-rooted intolerance can resurface. As the country wrestles with this past, the popularity of a rock star named Marko Perković has some people concerned. His fans adorn themselves with Ustasha symbols and nearly swoon when he starts his show with Ustasha salutes. But is this a fascist resurgence or just teenage rebellion from kids who don't understand their own history? Srđan Dvornik is executive director of the Croatian branch of the Helsinki Committee for Human Rights. He describes the scene at Perković's concert last month in Zagreb before 40,000 cheering adolescents.
There were many young people wearing Ustasha symbols. The singer himself starts the concert with a salute, Ustasha salutes. So he's obviously playing on such symbols, and that's really what worries everybody.
I want to know what Croats learn in school about the Ustasha history of World War II and Croatia's culpability in the Holocaust, which was not insubstantial, hundreds of thousands killed. Is this covered?
Hardly. In the textbooks, you only find a few sentences. The prevailing attitude is that the most important thing is to defend your country, and all other things are of secondary importance. So they don't really care whether Ustashas committed war crimes or whether Croatian defendants in early 90s committed war crimes. What matters is that that was for Croatia.
Tell me, please, about the public reaction to the Perković concert. There are some very public complaints expressed, notably by Jews who were disgusted at the fascist symbolism.
In mainstream media, in government statements and so on, I think everybody now would like to forget the whole thing as soon as possible. But on the other hand, the Minister of Education was ready to attend the concert on Saturday, and only thanks to the fact that it was postponed for one day because of bad weather, he did not. But before the concert on Saturday, he made a statement that it's so nice to see so many young people attending such events.
Unlike Serbia, which seems not to quite have come to grips with its culpability in the Balkan Wars, Croatia has done a fairly straightforward job of denazification. And yet the Minister of Education doesn't seem to be disturbed by hundreds or thousands of young people wearing the black Ustasha caps with some pride. There's a strange disconnect there. Can you explain it?
Well, first of all, I can say clearly and publicly, I can be quoted in Croatia, I think that our Minister of Education is a political idiot. The government, the political elite, they know that now it's politically correct to be against that kind of extremism. That's a matter of adjusting to expectations from abroad. They are all nationalistic, but they know that it is no longer something you show in public.
Well, in the 90s, we learned that long-standing suppressed hostility can rise to the surface in the most horrifying ways. Do we have any reason to fear for this generation that's, in a stadium exchanging the Nazi salute with a pop band?
I was born in 1953. As a friend of mine says, we did not have a hate speech. We had hate silence. We had memories that were suppressed, that were not discussed in the public, that were suppressed under the heavy layer of communist ideology. So it all burst out with the coming of democracy. It's a paradox, but that's true. The open nationalism and chauvinism came to the fore with democracy. But now we have had a possibility to confront such intolerance. So it is possible that gradually we will be able to show these young people why this is wrong. Not because it is forbidden, not because they will be arrested and so on, but because it is wrong.
Well, Srđan, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Srđan Dvornik is executive director of the Croatian branch of the Helsinki Committee for Human Rights.